The presidents of two South American countries have been trading insults for years now. The countries are Bolivia and Peru, and the presidents are Peru's Alan Garcia and Bolivia's Evo Morales. Years ago, Morales took issue with his Peruvian counterpart's politics and girth. He called Garcia fat and not very anti-imperialist. Garcia suggested that Bolivia's president shut up. Then, earlier this month, when Peruvian writer Mario Vargas Llosa won the Nobel Prize for Literature, Bolivia's president declared that Nobel Prizes would never go to anti-capitalists, and Garcia shot back that Evo Morales would only be able to win a Nobel Prize if they gave one for seeking re-election. Well, it sure doesn't sound like the two men were in the mood for a major diplomatic accord, but they have just signed one. Peru is granting Bolivia use of a small chunk of its Pacific coastline right near the port of Ilo. Nice gift for landlocked Bolivia. It can use the port for 99 years. The deal is part of a long-standing crusade by both Peru and Bolivia to prod neighboring Chile into giving back some territory it seized in the 19th century War of the Pacific. The BBC's Matia Capizza says that Bolivia has got big plans for its new coastline.
Bolivia is going to develop quite a few things. First of all, a commercial port, and the government has been asking investors here already to pour in money for the development of this port so it can import and, but most importantly, export its minerals and eventually perhaps even natural gas if they can build a pipeline. But also they want to develop a tourist port for Bolivian as well as Peruvian holidaymakers to go there and enjoy the seaside, and a school for the Navy, because up until now the Navy has been doing its drills and exercises within the Bolivian territory up on Lake Titicaca, for instance, where curiously there is a statue of a Bolivian war hero that says, it's pointing to the west and it says, what was once ours will be ours once again.
Well, it's interesting to note that Bolivia always believed, or apparently believed, it was going to regain access to the sea because it kept its navy all this time, even though it was landlocked.
Oh, yes, they do. I went to Lake Titicaca about 2 weeks ago and then visited the naval base, and they keep on doing their drills and exercises there. Or they also do it in on the Amazon rivers. But, of course, it's very different to do it on the lake as opposed to the mighty Pacific Ocean. So the Navy already said that it's going to start building its school on the 6th of November next month. There's a clear indication that not just the Navy, but also businesses here are keen to invest now in this port of Ilo, because up until now there was no infrastructure in place, but now from the Peruvian-Bolivian border to the coast, a highway has been built, or it's just about to be finished, and it's becoming a bit more attractive now for Bolivia to use the port of Ilo in Peru to export its raw materials and import goods from the rest of the world, as opposed to keep on using the ports in Chile where it has to pay duty, whereas in Peru the government is giving a duty-free access to Bolivia.
All right, Matia Capizza covering the story from La Paz, Bolivia. Nice to talk with you, Matia. Thank you.
You're welcome.